time, Golf Golf Izzy, V5GGW, listening.
Yeah, very good there, Graham. VE5GGW, V5RJM. We got one heck of a storm in Yorkton, Kenora, Comstock. Tornado's been spotted down already and near east of Yorkton, and looks like by Good Lake. Reg, I don't know if you're copying. If you're camping at Good Spirit, take cover there. Looks nasty. V5GGW, V5RJM.
V5GGW. Oh, blimey, Randy. So, you what, Deb? Well, he says that it's bad. It's game bad. So, we just finished the field day. Everybody's just left the home QTH here. So, busy weekend for us. I think we got just over 400 contacts. So, how did your weekend go anyway, Randy, over?
Well, our comp was down from last year, but it didn't rain for us like they were predicted. So we managed to make it through Saturday all day without any rain, which was a bonus. Thank goodness we didn't get what Regina did or Saskatoon. Regina got a lot of flooding and so forth. And I think Pierre said that there's flooding going on in Saskatoon too, so I don't know. Haven't been on the radio all that much. We'll finish up field day here too, packed up and everything at lunchtime, and beat the rain. So thank goodness we packed up a little early. Yeah, we quit about 2-3 hours before. Yeah, there were some contacts made and stuff, but nowhere near what you guys did. I can't remember. The bands are opened up here like crazy, though. Nice signals, and yeah, potentially we could have had maybe a couple more operators, and we could have had many contacts there. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, we well, WX here isn't too good. It's a little bit blustery. We've had quite a lot of rain, haven't we, Deb? Overnight and that. So, yeah, but we had a new ham turn up. Somebody who's moved from Ontario, I think, Dave, and his wife, they turned up Saturday. I can't remember if it's Fox something, Fox November. He was a, well, he had to change his call sign to 5. But he was a CW operator. So we got a, and his wife, yeah. So we got a ball and chain and changed him to the radio this morning. So he couldn't leave it. I went out about 4 o'clock. I was up around 4, wasn't it, Deb? And probably got outside about, well, we got an RV out there. Got out there about 4:30. And I think I'd done 1, 2, about nearly three full A sheets of call signs. So we've done pretty well this morning. But I found the conditions were very up and down. One minute they'd be there, a nice signal, and the next minute they'd be in the noise. But I think our furthest contact was about 3,600 miles, right down some island off the bottom of America. So it's good. We had a good time. We had, well, I better take a break on Mofflin. Yeah, we had, well, Dave's a new amateur that turned up. We had Jim, who's a new licensee, got his call sign there about probably a month ago now. And Delbert turned up. We used his call sign, Tango Victor, and myself. I think that was it. Oh no, John. JHN John, who organised, you know, done all the registering and stuff. So there was one, two, three, four, there was five of us. So we didn't, it was we had a good time. Plenty of burgers and steaks on the courtesy of Debbie. So we had a good time. It was